As a minister, I'm always searching for voices and languages of love because it's a message that I bring to congregations over and over. It cannot be preached too much. But when thinking about the languages of love, I thought about those familiar five love languages. They were written over 30 years ago by Gary Chapman. You might recognize them: touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. But I wanted to expand on these, as we do in Unitarian Universalism. We take something and we expand on it sometimes. And I decided to put together an update for today that echoes Black and Brown voices. And it addresses all sorts of relationships, not just romantic ones. I was inspired first by the words of James Baldwin, who wrote that the role of the artist is exactly the same role as the lover. If I love you, I have to make you conscious of the things you don't see. So I intend to play the role of the artist and the lover today. May we become conscious of the things we do not see. So I have gleaned five more love languages inspired by Black poets and authors. And I will expand on each of them. I've identified presence, care, covenant, justice, and redemption. Not a word we often use in Unitarian Universalism, but I will use it today. Presence. We heard so beautifully in the children's book today that presence is love. And also from the poem by Adrienne Marie Brown, that love is being present to every moment and making a commitment to being love. We mustn't take for granted the gift of breath and presence. It can be a priceless gift to another human being, something we cannot buy, for things we cannot fix, just listening, deep, deep listening, and breathing together. Care is another language that I got a lot of from my reading. Bell Hooks writes in her prolific book entitled All About Love. She says, to truly love, we must learn to mix various ingredients: care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment, and trust, as well as open and honest communication. What a beautiful mix, so well-rounded. And care is the first and the essence of all the remaining ingredients. But what does care really mean? A friend of mine who does harm reduction work was telling a story of a man who was outside her job smoking a cigarette. My friend was very late, but could see the man was in deep thought. And my friend stopped and said, hey man, how you doing? So the man looked up and said, thanks, I'm here. She said, well, that's something. I hope you have a great day. And just went on inside, not thinking much of the encounter. But a few weeks later, the same man stopped her on her way into work, and she thought maybe he needed a light, but his cigarette was already lit. You know, the other week when you stopped me to say hello, I was actually ready to take my own life that day, he said. And if you hadn't said hello, I don't know if you'd be seeing me today. Care does not have to take the form of soup or a casserole or a place to stay. Sometimes it just begins with a kind hello. How you doing? Some congregations participate annually in the Hypothermia Prevention Project as an act of harm reduction. We cannot provide sustainable solutions, but we can provide some reduction to the harm of the environment to these souls who need shelter. Charles Hawthorne of the San Francisco AIDS Foundation says that harm reduction is an expression of love and empathy for all who use drugs, who have sex, who engage in sex work, and do other things that result in harm. But that means all of us at different points in time practice harm reduction as a way to take care of ourselves and the people we love. To echo bell hooks again, we mix these ingredients to truly love: care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment, and trust, as well as honest and open communication. The third love language that I identified was covenant, how we agree to be together. Prentice Hemphill reminds us that boundaries are loving. They write that boundaries are the distance at which I can love you and me simultaneously. If I cannot love myself at the same time that I love you, there's an imbalance that will not sustain. Put another way, Reverend Angel Kyodo Williams, a Black Buddhist author and movement maker, she writes that love is space. It is developing our own capacity for spaciousness within ourselves to allow others to be as they are. That is love. And that doesn't mean that we don't have hopes or wishes that things are changed or shifted, but that to come from a place of love is to be in acceptance of what is, even in the face of moving it towards something that is more whole, more just, and more spacious for all of us. Some of you may be participating in small groups where you build a covenant with one another as a group. You'll decide on how you'll be together, how you will create and hold space for one another. And we have a covenant as Unitarian Universalist congregation to affirm and promote our 7 or 8 principles. We are a covenantal faith rather than a creedal faith. We do not say what we believe every week. We say that all are welcome. We allow ourselves and others to be as they are. And it is not that we do not have expectations and hopes, but we operate from a place of love to create the most spaciousness for all. Number 4 is justice. Cornel West famously said, "Justice is what love looks like in public." Justice is a public witness opportunity to love. To label something as wrong or unjust is love on a public scale. So not just protests and demonstrations are love in public, but showing up at school board meetings to support trans kids is love in public. There are lots of ways to enact this one. And we know that love wins ultimately. Reverend Dr. William Barber encourages us, those of us who have in our history the commonality of suffering from hate, we know that those who won the day are those who chose love in the midst of hate. And he expands on that love. Love is not naive. Love is not foolish. Love chooses to challenge lies, believe that hate doesn't have the final word, and stand nonviolently against the forces and systems of hate and destruction. Reverend Angel Kyodo Williams, that Buddhist philosopher, reminds us that love and justice are not two, they're not separated. Without inner change, there can be no outer change. And without collective change, no change really matters. The fifth one is redemption. And I like to talk about it like this. James Baldwin wrote that love takes off the masks that we fear we cannot live without and we know we cannot live within. I use the word love here not merely in the personal sense, but in the state of being or a state of grace. A quest for daring and growth. Like Reverend Barber, this love is no pithy thing. It is a deep sense of public witness, and it removes the veil, the covering, the mask that we display when we don't know if we're enough. But love takes off that mask that we don't actually want to wear. We want to be seen for who we are and loved for it. We want to be loved in a redemptive kind of way. Like a man smoking a cigarette who had decided to take his own life, we want to be seen in spite of the masks that we wear and loved. A life-saving, redemptive love. Alice Walker's words echo in my heart. Surely the earth can be saved by all the people who insist on love. And perhaps self-love should take the same redemptive nature as poet Rudy Francisco suggests. Perhaps we should love ourselves so fiercely that when others see us, they know exactly how it should be done. What if we could show people we were Unitarian Universalists by our love? When I was growing up Baptist, there was a song, "We will know you are Christians by your love. We will know you are UUs by your love." Walter Mosley inspires with his poetic phrasing, "We are not trapped or locked up in these bones. No, we are free to change, and love changes us. And if we can love one another, we can break open the sky." So let us break open the sky with love. May it not be taken for granted. May it be infused with care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment and trust, as well as honest and open communication. May we hold each other in loving covenant with loving boundaries. May it be professed in public, demonstrated, witnessed, enacted as justice, and may it be a redemptive practice for all. Blessed be, may it be so, and amen.